Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We're having more fun than the law allows today, and it's just going to get better, folks, because we got Brad Huskin back. I know, I'm excited too. Brad's back. Brad's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Let's just go ahead and celebrate his 19th anniversary right now. How about that? Because it's coming up in a day or two. He's the president of IAS Training. He is the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople, a couple of very important books if you want to become a successful professional salesperson. He's forgotten more about selling than most people will know. He's our good friend, Brad. Welcome back.
Well, thanks, Jim. Pleasure to be here with you again.
How about
really, it's been 19 years.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
How about that?
Two more years and we can go out and have a drink together.
I know. Yeah, it's been great. Thank you for 19 great years. So we're talking, today I know what you want to talk about is initiating change. Now, what would be an example of something we'd want to change?
Well, you know, there's lots of things, and every organization's different, but there's some good, solid business principles that people need to adhere to. And something like sincerely thanking a customer and inviting them back. That might be one of the things that you want to make sure gets done the same way every time.
So then we're presuming that that's a change from something that wasn't good.
Exactly.
Which would sound like...
No problem. There
yeah.
you go. Receipts in the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Not a problem.
How about this? There you go, buddy.
There you go, buddy.
Some 19-year-old hands me a bag. There you go, buddy.
Yeah, the copy's yours.
Yeah.
Yes, or, you know, just simple things like the way the telephone is answered. You know, that's another one of my pet peeves is, hello. Well, that's not how we answer the phone in the business, so.
So when you say instituting change, you're not talking about going from closed to concrete. You're talking about identifying areas where we're lax, areas where we're not performing the way most customers expect us to perform, and it's probably showing up in our bottom line.
Well, you know, you and I have talked before about good non-negotiable sales, customer service, and operational standards. And these are the things that I'm talking about. That these are things that have to be done within an organization to ensure its success. And we need to set up certain criteria on how we get the change into place, because I think the days of coming in with a whip and chain and saying, this is the way things are going to be, and you're going to do it my way or the highway, and, you know, why do I have to do it that way? Because I said so. I think those days are gone.
And are you doing this? Are you doing this with individuals? If that's what needs to be done, or if it looks like it's pervasive, you just go do the whole team.
Well, it's going to be the whole team.
Okay, so you got six people on your team, and everybody's not doing this wrong, you go ahead and do it with everybody anyway.
Well, if we're instituting a new policy, yes, I do
okay.
it with everybody.
Okay.
If it's a violation, then no, I do that one-on-one.
Or just a laziness.
Correct.
Or if one person hasn't been trained properly.
Correct.
Right,
then
okay.
we do it one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't punish the whole team.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yep.
All right, so what's the first thing we want to do?
Well, number one is we want to make it a policy that this is the way things are going to be done. And policy...
Non-negotiable.
Non-negotiable. Policy comes from the word police. You're not going to negotiate with the police.
And the new sheriff's in town.
Exactly. It's like the military. You know, you're not going to say, well, I don't really want to wear green today.
Right. It just doesn't fit my idiom. It's not going to work.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you wake me up at 8:30 instead of this whole 5:30 thing? That just doesn't work for me.
Start the war later.
Exactly. So we got to make it a policy that this is the way that things are going to be done in our organization. And, you know, normally people agree that these are good things to do and that there are good sound business principles and things that should be adhered to.
But you establish it, right? I mean, you say, okay, folks, this is something that we're all going to do from now on, or this is something that we all have known we should do, but it seems to me that maybe we've all gotten a little lax with this. Let's discuss what is going to become a non-negotiable policy, and you're going to be expected to do this every time.
Without any reservations.
Every time, non-negotiable.
That is exactly
no
right.
Excuses, no exceptions.
Well, the biggest one I see, and I'm sure you see it out there in the world a lot as well, is that people just aren't asking to close the sale anymore.
Yeah.
It's like they're coming in and they're making these wonderful presentations. Mm-hmm. Educating us, but they never get around to saying, what do you think, or can I write mm-hmm. this up for you? So we have to make it a policy that every time you've shown merchandise or every time you've made
you gotta
a
ask
presentation,
them for the sale.
You have to ask them to buy it.
Hold on to that thought. We'll come right back with Brad Houston, 22. I'm Jim Blassing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.